نحمده ونصلى على رسوله الكريم أما بعد يقول عز وجل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولنذيقنهم من العذاب الأدنى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدال على الخير كفاعله أو كما قال الحمد لله My respected brothers, leaders, ulama ikram, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us tawfiq to perform our fajr jamaat with our fajr salat with jamaat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a tawfiq to sit a while for the wari and the concern of deen. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world for a short period of time. We are not here to stay forever. We are here for a short period of time. How long a person may live in this world, one day we're going to die, we're going to leave this world. And what is the aim of our coming in this world? Is to make our akhirah, to prepare the life after death. See, all this Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, we are sent to remind us that what are we here for? we are here for our akhirat. See, and my dear brothers, in being in this ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us two responsibilities. One responsibility is that we are the slaves of Allah. So as a slave of Allah, I have to live my life as a slave. You see, we have to live our life as a slave, as an obedient slave of Allah Ta'ala. We have to do what Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to do. So the other responsibility is that we are the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As an ummah, we have to bring the worry, the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the last Nabi of Allah, after him no Nabi to come. So his effort is upon our shoulders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to invite people towards Allah, to connect people with Allah Ta'ala. So these are our responsibilities, my dear brothers. See, to connect people with Allah. That was, this is the way of Anbiya alayhim salatu wa sallam. They were introducing Allah Ta'ala to their nation, to their qawm. So this effort has been given to us. To call people towards Allah. To connect the hearts of people with the Creator, with Allah Ta'ala. That Allah is one, He's alone. He's our Khaliq, He's our Creator, He's our Master, He's our Provider. Allah Ta'ala, He's the owner of everything. He's the Creator of everything. La Khaliqa illahu. There's no Creator but Allah. There's no Master but Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the owner of everything, my dear brothers. Everything, whatever it is happening in this world, it is happening by the power of Allah Ta'ala. The whole creation, it is like the stuff in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. See, Allah Ta'ala, His fa'il hakiki, He's the only doer who is doing everything. Everything besides Allah is dead. It can't move on its own accord. It needs Allah Ta'ala. See, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, we learn this from the Quran. Allah Ta'ala teaches us. Allah Ta'ala asked Musa alayhi salam, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. What is that? What you are holding in your hands, O Musa alayhi salam? What Musa said? Here, aswaya, it is my stuff. Atawakkaw alayha wa ahushu biha ala ghanami wa liya fiha ma'arib ukhra. Yours, explaining the benefits of his stuff. So Allah Ta'ala told him, throw it. فَأَلْقَاهَا فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. When he throw it, it becomes a serpent, a huge serpent. Allah is showing that everything is not what we are seeing it to be. It is, it becomes what Allah Ta'ala wants it to be. See? So the whole creation, it is like that. It moves with the permission of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever is happening by the power of Allah. So this was the dawah, the message, the core of each and every Nabi. To introduce Allah Ta'ala to their qawm, to their nations. So this is our responsibility, to invite people towards Allah. So, and ourselves, to make effort on ourselves, that we should have that yakin in our hearts. That Allah only does. He is only the doer. See? He is only the doer. Allah does everything. He is the creator of everything. He is the master of everything. Everything moves by His permission. Without the permission of Allah, nothing can happen. My dear brothers. Fire, on its own accord, it can't burn. It needs the permission of Allah. When Allah Ta'ala, when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was thrown on the fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly commanded the fire to become cool. Not to be extinguished, but to become cool. The quality of fire, Allah removed the quality of burning in the fire. The shape of the fire was same, but it never burned. It can't burn without the permission of Allah Ta'ala. The quality of the food, you see, the food, what we know in the food, that food can satisfy hunger. But it satisfies hunger with the permission of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala won't, it can't give you any benefit. It can't satisfy hunger. You see? See, what, in the time of Dajjal, we learn this from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when Dajjal will come, the Muslims will be in trouble, no food. But there will be no food. What will satisfy their hunger? Adhkar, tasbihat, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. With tasbihat, Allah will satisfy their hunger. So Allah Ta'ala is independent. He's alone. Wa huwa as-samad fi dhatihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a samad. La yahtaju ila ahad. La yasta'inu bi shay. Allah Ta'ala don't need help from anyone. Allah Ta'ala don't need help from anything. He's a samad. You see? Everything. Who is a samad? A samad is that being whom every creation is depending on him. You see, in their needs. الَّذِي يَسْمِدِ إِلَيْهِ لِخَلَائِكَ فِي حَوَائِجِهِمْ وَمَسَائِرِهِمْ. A somebody is that being whom every creation needs him. Whole creation needs Allah. Whether the malaika, whether insan, whether animals, every creation is relying on Allah Ta'ala. Only Allah Ta'ala is independent. See? الَّذِي يَسْمِدُ إِلَيْهِ الْخَلَائِقِ فِي حَوَائِجِهِمْ وَمَسَائِرِهِمْ. We need Allah in everything. Every creation needs Allah. Only Allah Ta'ala is independent. He don't need anything. See? He hasn't created the creation because he need them. No. Allah Ta'ala is independent. See? Allah Ta'ala is independent. He don't need anything from anyone, from any creation. See? Allah is independent. أَمَا إِنِّي لَمْ أَخْلُقُكُمْ لَأَسْتَكْثِرُكُمْ مِنْ كِلَّتِي. Allah Ta'ala says in Hadith al-Qudus, I haven't created you so that we may become in large numbers. Yeah, that I was suffering from being alone, so I created you to be many. No. ولا لاستعين بكم على امر قد عجزت عنه. Having created you so that you may assist me and may be assisted in something which I was unable to do it. No. Allah Ta'ala created us for ibadah, to worship Him. Allah don't need us. See, خلقتكم لتعبدوني طويلا وتشكروني جزيلا وتسبحوني بكرة واصيلا. Allah created us for His ibadah. It doesn't mean that Allah need us. Allah don't need anyone. Allah is independent. He's alone. And my dear brothers, the way to success, the way to achieve success is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To follow Nabi. To follow our Nabi. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Follow my Nabi. Allah Ta'ala is commanding us to follow His Nabi. What my Nabi brought to you, do it, follow it. You see? وَإِن تُطِعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا. If you follow my Nabi, you'll be guided. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu understood this. This to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in everything. See? In everything. Abdullah ibn Mughaffal radiallahu anhu, when he saw his nephew doing something which was prohibited by the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, he became angry. He became upset with him. He told him, oh my nephew, why are you doing this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited you to do this. Why are you doing this? So in the absence of his uncle, he did it again. And his uncle became angry. He told him, oh my nephew, I will never speak to you again. I will never visit you when you are sick. If you have to leave this world, if you have to pass away in my life, I can't attend you, janazah. What gave you courage to do what was prohibited by the Nabi of Allah? Why are you doing this? I'll never visit you again. I'll never speak to you again. I can't attend your janazah. That was the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu had. So we should have that love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See? Like a poet says, أمر على ديار ديار ليلى أكبر ذا الجدال وذا الجدال ما حب الديار شغفا قلبي ولكن حب من سكن الديار. I pass by the city of Layla. I hug and kiss each and every wall of that city, not because of the love of the city, but the love of Layla. Because of I love Layla, so I hug and kiss each and every wall of that city. So if we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought to us, we should love it. See, we should follow him. We should love our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In my dear brothers, one is to have the inner pain of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was troubling him? What was his pain? For his ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the worry and the concern of the ummah. دائما في الفكر والأحزان ليست لحراها. He was always in fikr for his ummah. When he received nubuwat, he told Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha, itwiliya al-firash, ya Khadija, itwiliya al-firash. Oh Khadija, follow my bedding. لا راحة بعد اليوم. From today, there will be no rest, no peace for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا أدري من أدو ومن يجيب. I don't know whom I gonna invite was Allah and who gonna accept my message. I've been given nubuwat. Allah has trusted me the effort, heavy effort. The effort of Anbiya. I have to worry for entire mankind. It will be for us. Roam my bedding. You see? So he had the worry for his ummah. He had the pain for his ummah.
He had the gham for his ummah. That was troubling him. When he used to stand in salah, his feet used to become swallow. Because, why? Why? He used to cry a lot for his ummah. So these, because there will be no Nabi after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is our belief. أنا خاتم النبيين لا نبي من بعدي أم the seal of prophethood. No Nabi to come after me. So his worry, his concern has been given to this ummah, my dear brothers. You see, like how I said that we got two responsibilities. Maulana Ahmad Rat, Dawa Muha Barakatuh, he said one of the ijtimas, he said, after 3 days of ijtima, he said, whatever you heard from this ijtima, leave it aside. So take only two words. One is that you are the slave of Allah. The other is you are the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So you should go home with these two responsibilities. You should go back as a slave of Allah. As a slave of Allah, we have to live a life of slavery, like a slave. Like one person, one abid, one great abid. You know, you say, I learned from a slave. He asked him, what are you gonna be eating? What is your choice of food? He said, what my master will give me, I'll eat. There is no choice for a slave. You can't do what you want. What are you gonna dress? Whatever my master gave me, I'll dress that. What makes my master happy? I'm gonna dress that. Whatever you want to give me, I'll dress that. So as a slave, we got no choice. You can't do what you want. You can't live a life of desire. You can't do what you want. You have to do what my master want to do. So, in the presence of Allah, that is the way we supposed to live. As an obedient slave of Allah. What may Allah want? What may Allah Ta'ala desire from me? I'm gonna do that. When we said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it means that we can't live our lives. Now I'm gonna live a life of Allah and His Rasul. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. You see? And as an ummah, we should have the worry, the concern for the ummah. You see? Like we are worrying, we have the worry for ourselves. My salah, my dhikr, my tilawat. How about the ummah? How about the ummah? We should have the worry, the concern for the ummah, my dear brothers. So we are ready, inshallah. That's why all these gatherings are happening. This Shabir Guzar is ijtima, where we're going to have ijtima. What is the aim? What is the aim behind of all movement? Why we move? We have to move. Why we have to leave our houses? As an ummah, we have been given a responsibility of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. No Nabi after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his effort is upon our shoulders. You are the best ummah. Kuntum khayra ummah. Ukhrijat linnas. You have been selected, chosen by Allah. Handpicked by Allah. Linnas, lajlinnas. For the benefit of entire mankind. For the hidayat of entire mankind. What is our job? Ta'muruna bil ma'ruf. وَتَنْهَوْنَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Like how we have understood that to be in my shop, it is my responsibility. To be at my office is my job. So to do the work of da'wah, to call people towards Allah, is our responsibility, my dear brothers. Is our job, is our task. The problems we are seeing in the ummah, it is because of negligence of this work which Allah Ta'ala has given us, my dear brothers. a traffic officer, if he's not doing his responsibilities, what will happen? The accident will occur on the road. So there'll be problem in the road because the traffic department is not doing what they were supposed to be doing. So the problems we are seeing in the ummah, the problem we are seeing in the world, it is because of our negligence to the responsibility which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Like how Mawlana said yesterday, that we got the light of Hidayah. We got the light of Hidayah. But unfortunately, we are at the back. We are following those who are supposed to follow us. Those who are supposed to follow us. Those whom we are supposed to show them the lights. So we are behind them. I say that they are in trouble and we are in trouble also. We are in problem, they are in problem also. It is because of us. My dear brothers. You see. Batil is easy to be removed. But the people of Haqq, they should do their responsibilities. So batil be removed. Kabaitil Ankabut. Batil, the plot of batil is like a spider web. A child can remove it. So people of Haqq, if we carry on with our responsibilities, which Allah Ta'ala has given us, battle is easy to be wiped off, my dear brothers. So we are ready, inshallah. So who is ready, inshallah, to give time from Ijtima? Before Ijtima, we are having Ijtima here. It is our responsibility to take more jamaat before Ijtima. You see, for the benefits of Ijtima, you know, for the life of Ijtima, we have to do effort before Ijtima, my dear brothers. So we are ready, inshallah. So who is ready, inshallah, to give time from Ijtima, before Ijtima, to send more jamaat before Ijtima, my dear brothers? MashaAllah. The brothers from Malawi also here, who are here, give time in the path of Allah. Like how we came here to look for the, you know, we should take out that, the understanding of that we came here only for dunya. We should know that we are the slaves of Allah. Wherever we are there for the work of Allah Ta'ala. Allah sent us to show people Islam, to show people the light of deen. My dear brothers, we are not here for dunya. We are here for akhirah. Ad-dunya mazra'at al-akhirah. This dunya is not for dunya. Dunya is for akhirah. My dear brothers, so brothers from Malawi, so you should take more jamaat. You got more Muslim brothers from Malawi here. Tirindambi rako Malawi kuno kuposa maikoena anba ku Malawi so funika kwenda mujire Allah mene tukusakira dunia funika so organiza za akhirah moyo wote kula chiwe ruzo kiyama teni shall ali rene ndan rogero ujitima who is ready shall mashallah. The brothers from Malawi, so stand up, give names. MashaAllah. There is no Malawian brothers here. They are not giving names. Why are you here from Malawi? MashaAllah. Stand up. MashaAllah. Allah accept. MashaAllah, give names, inshallah. Pedo jamaat. Walking jamaat. To cool the anger of Allah. To cool the anger of Allah Ta'ala. Pedo jamaat. Walking jamaat, we need those. From Ijtima. You see. Our amal, our actions, they are connected to the decisions of Allah Ta'ala. You see. Our amal, our actions. If we want Allah to change the condition, we have to change ourselves. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will never change the condition of the people till they change themselves. We want Allah to send good conditions. We want Allah to send good conditions. But we want to send there what we are sending there. In the time of Miraj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw light. The other light was coming from the sky, coming towards the earth. The other light was going towards the sky. He asked Jibreel alayhi salam, what is this? He said that this light which you are seeing, that is coming from the earth to the sky, this is the amal of your ummah. And this light that is going towards the earth, it is the decisions of Allah Ta'ala according to the amal of your ummah. So we ourselves, whatever we are seeing, the corruption in this world is ourselves. If you have to change, Allah will change the decision. Allah will change the face, Allah will send good halat in this world. You see, the ummah, because of our amal, everyone will enjoy in this world. Even the kuffar, even the animals of in the jungle will experience that, my dear brothers. But if you are not doing what we are supposed to be doing, everyone will be in problem. The animals also will be in problem. Innocent creation will suffer because of our mind. Everyone will be in trouble. So my dear brothers, if we change, Allah will change the condition. So who is ready, inshallah? Pedro Jamaat. Walking Jamaat in the path of Allah. May Allah accept us, inshallah.
Can we all take back the fikr, inshallah? In our areas, let us take all these takazas back with regard to our foreman's pedal Jamaat, foreman foreign Jamaats, our Jamaats who work before the Ijtima, inshallah, and also from the Ijtima, inshallah. So all the Jamaats that are coming to our areas, use them, inshallah, to make fikr for all this. And like we know today also, after Isha Salah in Masjid Hilal, is the program for all the Muazzins from our areas. So let us make fikr. That one is to bring them also, and whatever responsibility they have in the area, that we take that zimidari on us with regard to closing up the masjids, etc. after Isha. So inshallah, so that they are free, so that to take part in this program. Those brothers that are going out in the path of Allah, let us come closer. Hidayat Bayan will take place, inshallah. Right, Hashim, inshallah. Hidayat Bayan, inshallah. All those that are out for whatever duration, come close, inshallah. Important advices will take. Jazakallah.